It's the time of the year for lists. What worked, what didn't work, and what lies ahead. Two new lists you might be interested in today on PodTech News. Frustration with slow internet connections on cell phones could be a thing of the past. Samsung to the rescue, maybe. For Thursday, December 14th, this is PodTech News. I'm Jason Lopez. One of the top 10 pastimes for tech journalists and analysts as the year winds down is to make top 10 predictions for 2007. Of course, they'll be forgotten by June. But the technology elves at Gartner have been hard at work on their list. Catherine Girardot has more.
The popularity of blogging may be nearing its apex, according to analysis firm Gartner, Inc. Gartner's technology seers have looked into their crystal ball and come back with some predictions of tech trends to watch in 2007. Among the research firm's top 10 predictions is that the number of bloggers worldwide will top out in the first half of next year at about 100 million. Why does Gartner think this exploding medium is leveling out? Daryl Plummer, chief Gartner fellow, said basically, the blogging phenom is at the point where the wheat's separating from the chaff. He said, quote, a lot of people have been in and out of this thing. Committed bloggers are in the game for the long haul, and most dabblers have done their dabbling and moved on. Catherine Girardot, PodTech News.
By the way, we'll be covering the Gartner list in greater depth at the end of the month, along with a bunch of other predictions. Mobile applications could be getting a lot faster soon, combating a constant complaint from users of internet-connected smartphones. Samsung's 1 DRAM fusion memory could be in handsets by summer of 2007. The devices will mean a sharp decrease in data processing time between a communications side processor and a media processor. According to the manufacturer, the new memory will also significantly reduce power consumption, and for fans of slimmer phones, it could reduce the size of the handset. Villanova University is the big winner in a top 20 Wired Colleges survey out this week. The survey from PC Magazine and the Princeton Review looked at several aspects of online and high-tech life on about 240 campuses around the country. At Villanova, all first-year students are given laptops. They also get replacements before their junior year. That's in addition to PDAs for nursing students and tablet PCs for engineering students. Policies like that helped propel that Pennsylvania school to number one, even ahead of MIT, which has its own operating system and open courseware for students around the world. The open courseware, by the way, is open to anyone who can go on the web. You can find the full list in PC Magazine at the end of the month or online this weekend. Nintendo announced that 325,000 Wii gaming consoles were sold in Europe in the 2 days after the machines went on sale December 8th. Rio Pacino has this story.
The Big N claims the European launch makes the Wii, quote, the fastest-selling home console in history. In addition to the Wii numbers in Europe, 600,000 Wiis were sold in the Americas 8 days after launch, while 400,000 Wiis were sold during Japan's launch on December 2nd. In comparison, Microsoft's Xbox 360 sold 300,000 consoles in Europe during its launch last year. Sony's PlayStation 3 is expected to be released in Europe next year. Nintendo also announced it sold 240,000 copies in Europe of its highly anticipated Wii game, Legend of Zelda: Twilight Princess. For PodTech News, I'm Rio Pacino.
Yahoo and IBM are working together to offer free business software to help companies find information in-house or out on the web. The business data search market is growing with formidable products from companies including Yahoo's main competition, Google. The IBM OmniFind Yahoo Edition sets itself apart, from Google especially, because it offers the system for absolutely free. Google's retails for a bit more, as much as $30,000. Seems Yahoo has Googled Google this time. The new Yahoo IBM product is aimed at smaller businesses. IBM's OmniFind already exists in versions intended for large corporations. The internet has significantly changed how consumers talk about and recommend brands. It's word of mouth, and it's more valuable than ever. Michael Klinger has the stat of the day.
According to new research from Yahoo and Comscore Networks, the internet has turned ordinary consumers into thought leaders. These are people who think about gadgets constantly and earnestly debate the merits of every kind of next-generation technology, from cameras and MP3 players to combination camera MP3 players. Actually, the study calls these people brand advocates, but the idea is that otherwise normal citizens become voluntarily deputized by major billion-dollar multinational corporations in order to colonize their own friends, or in the case of bloggers, their readers, and win whatever expendable income those unsuspecting followers might have. It turns out to be kind of a big deal, since, at least according to this research, these so-called brand advocates have at least a 2-to-1 rate of converting an actual friend or family member to buy the same product or brand. The study says that these advocates are valuable to marketers because they are, quote, better connected consumers with a larger sphere of influence. That's one way to put it. Another way, the most valuable thing about brand advocates, or schleps, is that they don't need to be paid. They don't get benefits. They don't even get free stuff. Because unlike deputies in any other time period, these guys actually deputize themselves. Are you an expert? You are if you say you are. And if you say you are and you've done your homework on, say, external hard drives, your friends and relatives are going to listen to you. And your friends in marketing are going to get Christmas bonuses because of you. And you? You're going to get that warm feeling that comes instead of actual compensation for a job well done. With the stat of the day, I'm Michael Klinger.
When you hear the words controversial video game, you probably don't think of church. Well, that might be changing. A Christian video game has attracted some attention, pitting supporters who say it promotes prayer against critics who see a violent message of intolerance. The game is called Left Behind: Eternal Forces. Basically, it answers the question, what happens to all those people who are left behind after the rapture has happened? Well, here's how it works. The rapture has happened. And that means that God has taken all his believers up to heaven. Players left behind in New York City have to recruit and convert an army to fight against the Antichrist and his minions. Critics call it violently pro-Christian. Advocates say it's the Antichrist that they're fighting. We report, you decide, or something like that. That's it for PodTech News. PodTech News was produced by Catherine Girardeau, Rio Pacino, and Michael Klinger. I'm Jason Lopez.